Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to this edition of Living Healthy, Living Smart with Chris Gibson. I'm really excited about this show. Many people live with chronic illness. I meet someone every week that has something they've been dealing with for years. And so if you know someone, have a loved one that's dealing with chronic illness issues, or maybe you yourself as a listener have had some things that have been bothering you for a long time, you're going to really want to pay close attention to what we talk to today. Today with us, we have Dr. Kim DeRamo. She is a board-certified emergency medicine physician, and she has been practicing medicine for quite a while. She's been part of numerous media events. You probably may have even seen her on television. She does radio shows. She's had a top 10 podcast. She has quite a history, a story herself to tell about chronic illness and how it led her to create kind of a mind-body connection in dealing with illness, which is means that she is an inclusionary physician, and so she looks to things outside of just medical treatments. So I'm really excited to have her on today. She's going to talk about how that happened, how she got into that, what she's learned, what she can share with you, some things you can take away to maybe deal with your illnesses better, or how to approach that, more really about approach. And then there are some tools that she's developed that I think are really outstanding that I want to make sure that we talk about. So with that, Dr. Kim, welcome to my show.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell us how did you make that connection, the mind-body connection for dealing with illness? Why don't you tell us your story? Tell us what happened.
This has been a long time a perspective for me. Before I even really went into medical school, I've learned from leaders like Joan Borisenko, Herbert Benson, people who've been studying mind-body medicine for decades, because I was completely fascinated with the body's ability to heal itself and sort of this underlying inner wisdom that the body has. So that really led my path through medicine and how I, you know, the perspective with which I began studying medicine. And at one point, I had this weird chronic illness myself. It was during medical school. So what was happening was, you know, we're studying pathology and studying disease and focusing all day long on all the things that can go wrong in the body. Well, my body started having all of these things go wrong, and it was a really weird journey at first. But what happened eventually, you know, it got worse, and I guess they would have called it a fibromyalgia or a chronic fatigue kind of a picture, but no one could really make a diagnosis. I saw like 10 different doctors. You know, I was feeling sick all the time. Like I had the flu and chills and just wanted to like stay in bed and sleep, and achy joints and sinus infections, just crazy headaches, all these things that I'd never had before. I was previously really healthy, you know, running marathons and just doing great in school, enjoying my life, pretty active. So it was, you know, I was devastated. And yeah, we looked to doctors to help me come up with the answers, but none of them had a solution, had any solutions that would really give me any lasting benefit. You know, I could maybe have a course of antibiotics or some pain medicine. But as the months went by, I still felt the same. And one of the things that I came across at the time was a Tony Robbins audio cassette. My roommate had this. And, right. You know, at the time, you'd still have your little handheld cassette player, and I'd go for a run and be listening to this thing. And so Tony was talking about how the body responds to, you know, our thoughts and what's going on in our head. And what I realized was that I was focusing all day long on everything that could go wrong in the body. And I thought, well, I wonder if this has anything to do with how I feel like crap all the time. So I started using one of the tools he gave me. It was a really powerful tool. And I started using this tool every single day, like day in and day out. And this was after being told by, you know, this one doctor at Harvard who basically said, I have the answer. And, you know, you're allergic to all these different things. And this is allergies that you're dealing with. You know, and on the one hand, it would have been a relief to have finally a solution, but the solution was worse than the problem. You know, it was like, you have to take all of these medications and you have to change all of your cleaning solutions, and you can't have any rugs and you can't have any curtains. It was kind of crazy. And I said instead, you know what? This is not my life. This is not my solution. And I started doing some mind body tools instead. And it was 10 days, Chris, after a year and a half, it was 10 days. I completely turned all of my symptoms around, turned all of my lab results around, turned the whole illness around, and have been completely healthy ever since then.
That's amazing. It's funny because the body really can heal quickly when the mindset is right. I mean, you know, the fibromyalgia, my mom had a lot of problems late in her life that were hard for doctors to diagnose, sarcoidosis, sarcoid problems, and, you know, they're still really learning about that disease. So I can remember the frustration she had of going and having really great doctors and really liking them, but they just couldn't figure out what was going on. And so, you know, I know that that frustration can feed into that whole vicious cycle. So it's great. On a smaller scale, I had problems with skin problems back in my teen years. So I'm kind of known for the acne free in 3 days thing. And people always say, well, 3 days, that's very quickly. Well, you know, once I figured out what was contributing and I changed my attitude toward my body and then I changed the things I needed to change, the body quickly heals. It really can in a lot of cases. So I think a lot of people get hope from hearing that you were able to like see past the illnesses. And I mean, that a lot of times that's how illness comes to us, right? Just out of the blue. It just shows up. People are healthy. They're taking care of themselves. It seems like everything's going right, and then this thing comes out and just kind of yanks the rug underneath them. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of these tools, some of the things that you have put together?
Sure. Well, I've created something called Mind Body Toolkit. But what I've seen, Chris, is just like with your mom, doctors haven't been trained to get to the root causes, to really evaluate the whole picture. What we're looking at with, you know, with the skin, you know, you look at the skin and you have these eruptions and you say, okay, this patient has acne. And then the answer is, here's this medication. Well, that's really tip of the iceberg way of dealing with what's going on. And in a small percentage of patients, that may be all you need to do. You give this medication, they get better, they never have the problem again. What we're seeing in today's society is a very, very high proportion of the patients have chronic illness. It doesn't get better with this medication. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get better with this treatment or surgery or any of the tools that, you know, conventionally we've been given as doctors. And so what I've come to see is that we're not looking at the whole picture. So if you imagine all of that as the tip of the iceberg, well, what's underneath the surface? What's really going on? So the tip is the physical symptoms. It's the acne itself or the sinus infection or the migraine headache or the patient has low energy and their thyroid is low. That's the tip of the iceberg. What's happening underneath is a whole world, and this is what really comprises mind-body medicine, of our own thoughts, beliefs, ideas, memories, and chemistry, the emotions that are happening in our body. So if you imagine the very base of that iceberg being the mind, the thoughts, ideas, beliefs, memories, all of those we've come to see very, very clearly are chemical reactions in the body. They aren't just affecting the nervous system like we used to think. The brain is just the brain. They're affecting every system. They're affecting your thyroid. They're affecting your skin. They're affecting your heart rate. They're affecting your vessels. And you know, you develop what's called atherosclerosis and heart disease and, you know, diabetes. The immune system's affected. Everything is affected by these chemicals that are going on in the mind depending on our thoughts. Well, the next level up is what's happening in our emotion, and that's chemistry. Every emotional state we're in, whether it's anger or fear or joy, those are chemical states. There are different hormones and different neurochemicals that are in the bloodstream and in the cells, depending on our emotional state. Well, those will have either a harmful effect on the cells, on the DNA, on your skin, or a helpful healing effect. And so if we can tune into these lower levels and evaluate what's going on in the body and in your system, and then address those things, we can reverse what's happening at the root cause. Like, for example, what's causing this person to have acne and all of these eruptions? Well, we know there's a stress response. We know that stress hormone is very high. That's cortisol. We know what that does to the immune system and what that's going to do and the skin and cause those infections because there's bacteria on the surface of the skin, as we know, I'm sure you know, and we need to, you know, prevent that from invading the skin. Well, a small percentage of the equation is killing off the bacteria with maybe an antibiotic, but the vast majority of what needs to be addressed is the host, the body, the physical body itself that makes it susceptible to that particular infection.
Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense to me. I had an event happen to me when I was struggling with my skin problems, and I had taken all the medicines, and that hadn't worked. And I remember coming around a corner, and I didn't put this in my book because at the time I thought people won't believe me when I say this. And we've come a long way in the last 10 years with talking about, at least being open to it. Because, I mean, I was even challenged on Fox News with a lot of the things that I said in the book, and I didn't even include what I'm about to talk about. So here I am struggling with this really severe case of acne. I'm in my 20s, and this is right as I was about to discover some of the things that I needed to change physiology-wise. And I walked around a corner, and I caught a glimpse of myself. And I had been in such a battle. I hated my skin. I hated it. It stood in the way of me in a broadcasting career. It seemed like it stood in the way of everything. It became the enemy. So I was fighting with myself. And I came around the corner, and there was this huge mirror that we had. And I glimpsed myself for a second. And in that second that I glimpsed myself, I forgot that judgment that I had been carrying around, that battle. And I felt this, it's almost like a shudder. And you could feel the chemicals change. I could feel the chemical composition of my physical body change in that second. It was just seconds that it happened. It's like something pierced me. And I watched as the lesions began to calm. I mean, right there, they started turning from red to pink. They started calming down. After that event, I was acne free for about 6 weeks.
Wow.
I don't know. Something, because I had let go of something in that moment, a synapse, a neural pathway, I don't know. Something in my brain got through to the body, physical, and made that kind of a change. And I think that that really shocked me into realizing how much power we have in our own physical health. And I've never been able to duplicate that. But as I've been in larger and larger circles, I run into people where that's happened, where people that have had cancer have had a similar situation happen, and the cancer begins to abate.
I love this story, Chris. I love this story. First off, this is a great example of the mind-body reaction. Your skin is intimately connecting to what's happening under the surface, right? The chemicals that are going on in your body and your bloodstream. Well, the skin is very reactive. It can instantly flush. You know, if you blush, that happens before you're even conscious of feeling shy or embarrassed. The skin is very much revealing what's happening within us. So it isn't any surprise that the redness and the irritation, right, that's inflammation, that can reverse immediately when you reverse that stress response that's going throughout your whole body. So yeah, 10 years ago, it wasn't as mainstream. We had the research. I was very aware of the research, studying it avidly, but it wasn't as mainstream that most doctors really understood what was happening with this stress response in the body, you know, at the level of the skin, at the level of your thyroid, at the level of your ovaries, anywhere. And now it really is. So I'm not surprised. Right. It was something that was really hard to talk about 10 years ago, because it just seemed so impossible. But now we have not only tons of evidence documenting this mind-body response and how your body is immediately going to change chemically. But there's also, you know, volumes of documented spontaneous remissions from things like cancer or, you know, MS, musculosclerosis, you know, like multiple sclerosis, those things that are thought to be incurable. You know, it's piling up. But I love, and this is what the mind-body tools that I've created help you get into that state immediately. And it takes practice. Like you said, I'm not able to replicate that state again. Well, I can show you how to practice harnessing a mindset of healing, harnessing and embodying that chemical state in your body. And there are really simple ways to do it. And with practice, they become just completely ingrained, where you keep yourself out of the stress response all through the day, all of the time. And then there's a little bit more of, intricate ways of working with it specifically to reverse specific areas of the body and specific symptoms in the body. But it's a fun process. And you happen to have a moment of grace where you felt that sort of clarity, right? And call it self-love, right? Because you're like, I hate my body, I hate my body, I hate my skin, I hate my skin. That has an immediate negative effect, a stress response, a negative effect on your skin, on your body. Right. And then in that moment of grace, it was, you're clear from that. And that has a healing response instantaneously. Yeah. And we can learn how to create that at will.
Yeah, I mean, and that to me would be huge, because it was such a shocking thing, because I was in my 20s and, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, there's in that early part of your life, you're like questioning everything. Do I know enough? You know, you're just going through that period where you're trying to get your life on the track that you want it to be on, much like while you were in medical school. And then you have this thing you're dealing with, and all of a sudden you have a space where, like you said, that's how it felt, like self-love, like it was an absence of the anger and all of that. Just for that split second, I was like, looked into my own face and saw my real self, is what I usually tell people. It's like, it looked like I saw my real self, and it made some sort of connection. And it was a physical feeling. I mean, it really was crazy. It was physical. I was right in the middle of my chest, just like something like a kind of like a hot poker feeling. And then it just spread out from there and went out from the fingers to the toes. And yeah, I didn't have
that's amazing.
Any kind of problems for about 6 weeks.
That's incredible. And what you just said is a massive key that I teach in my online programs. You said it was a physical feeling. And I want to just state here, all of our feelings are physical. We don't experience them that way. We don't always experience our feelings in our physical body, right? We tend to stay in the head. Like, even if we're mad, it's a concept. Well, you shouldn't have done this, or, you know, that shouldn't have happened this way. Or, you know, you're mad about something in the past, and we can stay in our head about it, which leaves the body unattended and susceptible to all kinds of diseases. Or we can get it in the body and feel our feelings. Like you said, it was a physical feeling. Okay, so that's one key. Because this is a very intuitive process. Yes, it took me decades to create it and to solidify it in a way I could teach easily. But we all have the ability to come through this process if we can begin to pay attention to our body. And that starts with feeling our feelings. Like, you have a physical experience, right? Because your body is a physical form. Your body only lives in the present moment. We can live in the past. We can project ourselves into the future. And most people, that's where they live. That's why a big reason why they have chronic illness. But if you get in the body, it will always access you to the truth, to what you said. I saw my true self, that your real self, your truth always exists in the present moment. And accessing your body is a portal to enter that.
Well, and it does make sense to me now. And you're saying, and I'm glad that, I mean, I know that you've been applying, which we certainly want to talk about the results of that, because you went right away once you figured this out and began working with patients in this way, right, and applying what you had learned to them. And why don't you tell us what you saw, what effect did that have on
the way
you practice medicine and what was happening to your
patients?
It's
a completely different world. I'm able to really be present and hear things most doctors don't hear about what you're saying, about what's really happening, and see kind of that underneath the surface, the base of the iceberg and what's going on. So I had this one patient, and she was a medical student and had a tough time with her health, had a tough time in her career, had a tough time in her relationship. She was diagnosed with thyroid disease. She was gaining all this weight. She was hating her body. She was frustrated. And she knew that I had a different approach. So she came to me for help and we did some coaching. Her doctor just had told her she was going to have to start medication because her lab results were abnormal with her thyroid. And this was after months and months of feeling tired, like sluggish, gaining weight, having some depression. She actually had to take a break from school because she started failing and didn't know she was ever going to be able to succeed and, you know, become a physician, her lifelong dream. And then her relationship was falling apart. She called off her marriage. They weren't able to get along. There's a lot of chaos in the relationship, and she was really unhappy about that. So we were dealing with things, and you'll find when you deal with things that sort of this really at the root cause, it isn't just going to affect your skin. It isn't just just going to affect, you know, your energy levels. It's not just going to affect your waistline. You can't have this level of shift, this level of healing, and not improve your money situation, and not improve your work satisfaction and performance, and not improve the quality of your relationships that you're in. It just can't happen when you become more whole. So what happened with this particular person, in a very short time, she started having her energy back. She felt great. She felt more enthusiastic. She started exercising and running again. She lost weight. They retested her thyroid. It was in a matter of, I think, about a month and a half. Her thyroid was completely normal. She didn't need any medications. She started really getting things in perspective with what was happening academically, made a huge change, and excelled in her next year of school. She's now in one of the top residency programs of the country. It was her first top choice, performing incredibly well. She's one of their top performers. And she's happily married to her man. They were able to really connect and communicate at deeper levels than they ever had before, which is another thing that happens when you connect with your body, is you know what's really happening. You don't spin out about being upset about things that happened in the past that aren't even really happening. And, you know, this can happen in relationships all the time. There can be so much drama. But when we cut through into our deeper selves and connect, not only does it heal the body, but it really aligns you with living your life purpose, with living your passion, and it causes acceleration on every level. So, you know, her doctors were pretty surprised. She didn't actually need any medication, and she reversed this thyroid disease, lost weight, you know, all of those things. No more depression. I also taught her some tools to use on herself regularly, and, you know, so that she can self-treat anytime any disturbance comes up. And it's been, you know, a few years now, and she's doing incredibly well.
Oh, that's a great story with a really great outcome. And I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking about that, it's something that I talk to people in the work that I do, is that exactly what you said. If whatever their issue area is, and it can be health, it can be finances, it can be, you know, relationships, whatever. If they take their power back in that area, oh, so often it's amazing. Once they get the power back in that area, suddenly all of the other parts of the hologram begin to change, and become healthier, and they begin to change that focus. And I think, you know, a lot of people come to me, and of course, obviously they come to you with some health issues, or they want to change their diet where I'm concerned and live a you know, more holistic type of existence. But it's really about the connection that they make, and it's really about taking that power back. And, you know, you're talking about how all of those things changed in her life, and I just find that so amazing. I tell clients when they come to us with different issues, I'm like, just pick work on the one that you're concentrating on. If it's finances, get in there and understand what's going on. You know, look at it. Don't be afraid to look at it. Assess it. Get it. Make it real. Bring it into the present moment again. Same thing we're talking about with health. And, you know, empower yourself there to start to make changes. And when they do that, it will begin to ripple out across. And so many people, I think they wait until their health.
Or they wait until their doctor says you're dying or you have to go on medication, whatever their bottom line is, like, oh, I don't want to be on medication. Now I'm going to start to pay attention and look. There has to be something that triggers you to go deeper.
Right. It does. And then if you do that, and when you do that, because we're kind of proactive in living healthy, living smart, when you do those things, then all of the other things that are attached, I call it a hologram. I think that's really what it is. It's this circle of existence that we have, that we can pick any area and work on, and it's going to change the entire hologram. So I think the body tries to give you messages. Probably starts there. And then by the time we pay attention, it seems like the body shows up last, but I would hazard a walk out and say probably the body is, you know, even if you're attuned enough where you're noticing that you're stiffening up in certain situations, or you're cutting off the flow, you're restricting yourself somehow, that's a message from your body to look at the stress and the things that you have going on. But a lot of us ignore that, including me.
Yep.
And then we get sick. And, you know, that's when we pay attention. We say, oh, well, now I'm sick, you know. And
your body is constantly speaking to you. And if you can learn to listen in every moment, instead of just when it falls apart or just when your doctor says there's a problem, if you can listen in every moment, not only do you know what to eat, how much to eat, when to eat, you know when to turn left, when to turn right, who to sit beside. You know, when you really align with all of the things you want, not just ultimate health, vitality, energy, but you also want inspired relationships, right, meaningful, purposeful career, abundance of supply and getting your needs met, like all of those things. When you align with that in your body, which is one of the things I teach in my program, how do you align your cells with that? How do you align your nervous system with that outcome? When you do this, it will guide you. You have this inner guidance system. It will guide you in every moment, each action to take, what words to say, where to pause, and where to speak, because all of those things are part of your communication. And all of your communication is what gets you the results in your life. It starts in your body. It starts with your cells. They are informing you, not just about having, you know, losing weight or being fit, but about everything that's going on in your life. Because health isn't just your body, right? Health is having vibrance and joy, doing things that are fun and meaningful and laughing. All of those things are what I call radical health, right? The whole picture. And we have that information when you learn how to tap in and connect with your body.
Yeah, and it's so funny because so many don't take any time for that at all. Like, until it's a crisis.
We're not trained. We don't learn, and doctors aren't trained that way yet.
Yeah, we don't listen. You hear this a lot from a lot of thought leaders. Use this saying that the whispers become shouts. It's one of the things I learned in the 80s was whispers become shouts, and so now that's more mainstream too. That it's these little things that happen day to day, and the little choices you're making that add up. And so it's great that now that there's going to be an ability for someone to connect with someone like you and get a structured way to approach this, because that's the other thing that we deal with today. There is so much, I don't want to be negative, but there's so much information that is kind of wonky and not completely correct and can be misleading and, for lack of a better word, misinformation. So when people do start to make the steps to address these things, to try to get some evenness and balance and to learn about their body, they get,
we can get off track because the world is telling you it's about the diet, it's about all these external things, it's about making sure you only weigh this much then you'll be healthy, or making sure you only eat greens and not any animal stuff, you know, like none of that has any positive or negative effect unless it's aligned with what's really right for you. So some people could eat, you know, all kinds of animal fats and synthetic foods and whatever and not get sick and they feel fine, and then other people are like, you know, vegan, organic, whatever, and they feel like crap all the time. And I'm here to say that yes, those things have an effect, absolutely, nutrition's important, but it only is, it will be active in your body in so much as you align it with, like you said, that moment of self-love, that moment of grace, the inner capacity to really nurture who you really are, really nurture your true self, your true passion, and your body exactly as it is. Because if you're eating whatever diet to punish yourself for overeating yesterday, or because you hate your thighs so much, now you're only going to eat this particular food, that it's not going to work. And that's why most people who try to diet or try to get healthier are unsuccessful. We need to begin to eat as a way to love and nurture ourselves, to give the body what it needs, because we love our body, which you can't love your body when you lose 10 pounds. You got to start where you are now in order to allow your body to reverse whatever is going on and be healthy and balanced. So I really appreciate what you're saying.
That's a huge thing, because a lot of people come to me with weight loss issues, and the first thing I hear is, you know, I did this, and I actually gained weight. I'm like, yeah, and why do you think that is? And they're like, oh, I've been, you know, because it's a punishment. It's exactly what you said. They look in the mirror that day, they're not happy. And unfortunately, they make the decision, all right, based on that unhappiness, not that it can't be a catalyst to look at making changes, but it's like a quick that's a quick sleight of hand thing. You know, all right, I look in the mirror, I'm not happy the way I look, I'm going to change. Today I'm not going to eat this, this, and this. And then you know what happens. Because it's a punishment, we can only punish ourselves so long. Your soul's not going to let you do it very long. And so the next day...
Well, and it creates that stress response right. in the body that is creating the thing that you're fighting against.
Right, and it shows right back up the next day. And what do? We go out and eat whatever. Because that reaction is gone. And people will see me. I have come through the, you know, my way of coming through my illness was partly what you're saying and partly through changing things that I knew were having a bad or negative impact on me. So it was a blend of things. But I'll eat ice cream. I'll have a piece of cake. And people were like going, you're eating sugar. I'm like going, yeah, I'm eating sugar because it's okay to eat sugar. You know, every once in a while. I mean, I'm not going
to
pour gallons.
Yeah, your body is going to be able to tolerate all kinds of things
and
if you're in harmony.
I don't have the relationship. And this is what I have where I'm tasked today in the evolution is to get people to understand I don't have a negative relationship with food or sugar. It's not the enemy. It's not the bad guy. I don't even have a negative relationship with Diet Coke, which I like to have on occasion. It doesn't bother me to have it. I don't have any effects from it. And I think it goes to what you're saying. I think the next evolution and understanding health is knowing that it's that relationship you're setting up with things.
That it sets the foundation for everything. It sets the foundation for how everything reacts in the body and the impact it has, how powerful negative an impact something will have, or you get by and it's just totally fine. And it's all based on whether or not you're harmonious. So there's a harmonious state inside your body. And that starts with mind body. That starts with the base of that, you know, that iceberg, what's going on underneath. Well, if you've got harmony in mind and body, your body knows how to eliminate toxins. Your body knows how to eliminate extra food or calories that you ingest you don't really need. It knows how to take and suck out the nutrients and extract the nutrients from your food optimally. And it can't do that. It can't do that if it doesn't really get what it needs nutritionally. It can't do that if you're living in that stress state of self-hate. Right. It just doesn't happen.
No, and then you look at the people that we see and more are doing this, living to be 95, 100, 105, 110. Every time I see one of these individuals on television and they're celebrating, the thing that you're talking about, the relationship they have with themselves, oh my God, it shows right up. It's right there, right. So present. They have a sense of humor with themselves. They have a sense of humor with their lives. They have taken a view of a perspective that's very balanced and very open and loving to other people and themselves. And you can tell that when they talk about people, I always go, oh, what do? You know, some of these people drank their whole lives. Some of these people ate the food that we say you shouldn't eat, you know, that you hear all that stuff. But they always come back down to it was, you know, I've enjoyed my life and I enjoy the people around me. They have that sense of knowing who they are and being at peace with that.
Yep. And if we could train people, if we could begin to train people on how to do that and apply it in medicine, right? When you're sick and you feel bad, well, it's not just about thinking, I'm so healthy. It's not just about that. It's about training ourselves to align with ourselves, to communicate a message to ourselves so powerfully and so clearly that our body immediately embraces health and moves toward health. And that's what I've created basically as a system to train people to do exactly that. And you practice and in that you'll get results right up front, because as you begin the practice, you immediately change your state, but the results just extrapolate and extrapolate because we learn more about how to integrate that more fully, more purposely, and more specifically. And we're certainly living at a time where medicine is ready to embrace this. You know, we've just seen too many failures at our ability to help people be well. I mean, it isn't even part of what we learn in medical school, right? We don't learn how to help people be well. We learn how to get really good at preventing them from dying. Well, now we have a society filled with dying people who we're keeping them alive, but they're not really thriving. They don't have that, you know, juice and that vigor and that energy. It's not the same thing. Right. We need a medical system that helps people live chronic illness free, that trains them in this getting to the root causes and making that transformation so their body learns to live in health again.
Yeah, I think, and that's where that term inclusionary comes from. And I like that you use the word thrive a lot, because there is a big difference into breathing, from just breathing to thriving and having a life that's where you feel useful and you're able to enjoy it. And I mean, as we move along, you know, we're seeing more and more advances in technology where they're replacing parts now, and people are, you know, running in their 70s with new knees and all that stuff. And I think all that stuff's fantastic that we have that technology. But if we don't find that balance, then it's really not for any reason. You know, if we're not working with someone to bring in the balance and to do like what you're talking about and approach their health and find inclusionary medicine doctors that can help them do
you know
that.
It's funny too, I just heard Andrew Weil say very soon we're going to drop the integrative part and it's just going to be medicine, because the fact of the matter is there is way more than enough research to show that this is the rational way to practice, is looking at the root causes, addressing the root causes, understanding that the body is a whole, not just, you know, individual separate parts. We've known that the body parts aren't separate for decades and decades, and we aren't trained that way as doctors, and we aren't practicing that way in medicine. I mean, it truly is the most irrational way to approach health and approach a body, but that's exactly the way we do it. We have this guy over here who works on your elbow and this guy over here who works on your kidney. Oh, they don't have any ability to integrate the way those things are connected and get to the root cause of why you have arthritis and kidney disease or low energy and you're tired all the time. So we need doctors to be trained in this complete perspective, the perspective that honors the body has the ability to heal itself, the perspective that honors the mind is connected with the body, the mind and body are one, and the perspective that embraces that your physical structure is going to determine the quality of your physiologic, your chemical function. You know, chiropractors have had that right for 100 years, and that is just now beginning to really be embraced, and, you know, they're getting the validation and being paid by insurances. You know, I send people to the chiropractor from the emergency room all the time, because I'd say 85% of the people who present in the emergency room don't have a primary organic medical issue that really needs to be addressed. They have a problem. I'm not going to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Yeah, you've got some things, but they're not going to be addressed in our current conventional medical model. Let's put you with somebody who really gets it, who can help address what's really going on. You know, I had a story last night. My ER colleague said to me, hey, can you help my wife? She's been having this problem. She's been having this back pain. We've gone to all these different doctors. She finally went to, you know, got an ultrasound, and they saw there's a little inflammation around her kidney. We went to three different kidney doctors, and, you know, it takes months to get in with a kidney doctor, and none of them can do anything for us. So they said, there's really nothing we can do. And I'm thinking to myself, what? And they go down this tiny little rabbit hole out to this one person who finally says, you know, hey, here's your kidney. It's your kidney. This is what's going on. Well, there's nothing we can do. We don't know why this is happening. So I helped evaluate her from a much more global standpoint of like, yeah, okay, you got a little inflammation around your kidney, but what's really going on that's causing all of that? It has nothing to do with your kidney itself. Your kidney's functioning fine. And even two kidney doctors told you this. But sometimes there can be structural problems that irritate the nerves in the back, and those nerves feed to the kidney. They directly communicate to the kidney and can cause inflammation. So the underlying cause is something entirely different that wouldn't be put together from the current medical mindset. It just doesn't exist as a possibility. So we are evolving, and this is part of what I've created now in founding the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine. I am creating a chronic illness free global community, and the doctors who are leaders in really investigating and adopting these new modalities of healing, doctors who see the mind and body as one, doctors who support patients as a whole in allowing the body to heal, and who are open and eager to explore these innovative technologies and collaborations with other types of healers like acupuncturists, homeopaths, chiropractors. Currently, doctors don't know anything about that. And that's why patients like my friend, who's one of the, you know, doctor in Boston, couldn't really get great help for his own wife for months and months. So we're ready.
It's funny because over the years, I have seen, and I'm sure you have too, I have seen some amazing therapies, like you talk about acupuncture and There's even acupressure. There's some things, again, working with the body that where they were, people had this really terrible condition that was just really like a kidney problem. That those come up a lot. Kidneys tend to talk to us quite a bit about what's going on. And the person went and had the treatment and they got relief. So it's like, it's so nice to see that we're to a point now where we're seeing these things start to come together. Is there a lot of stuff out there that can be a little hard to, you know, decipher and understand, and you kind of rely on the medical
professional to tell you? And we just need to smarten ourselves up and know what's out there, understand it, know what works, right, know what doesn't work, be able to evaluate it, and be able to prescriptively use it as appropriate for our patients. And that's part of what I've created and studying for decades, studying so many different modalities of healing. We have the science to explain how it works. It's no longer voodoo medicine at all. The time has really come when doctors begin to pay attention and take it upon ourselves to explore this, go quote unquote outside the box of what the AMA has been instructing us to pay attention to, which is mostly pharmaceutical medicine, and begin to look at what can really help our patients.
Right. And I commend you on taking the lead in that. And what I want to mention here, which is a good place to mention that, I'm really excited that you are going to be heading up our Mind Body Medicine channel on Living Healthy Living Smart Club.
Yes.
So that's going to be a resource for all of our listeners to come in and be able to decipher what works, what doesn't work, and myth busting. And then the traction that's starting to happen in this area is just amazing. It's not too late, right? It's great that it's coming.
Yes, and there are a lot of other doctors who are just as passionate about this as I am.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell I'm extremely passionate about this. I've done the research. I've done my homework. I've investigated so many different modalities in healing and understanding kind of the nuggets in there that are what is going to be helpful, and some of the other stuff that might just not be necessary and may even be harmful. And to be able to teach that, to help patients understand that from a medical perspective, because there are still a lot of patients who want the, you know, there's enough people out there who are just seeking, please give me whatever you got, I'll try anything. But there's a huge subset of people who really want to know the science, want to know the medicine, want to know that something is founded and is safe from someone who understands the body and who understands medicine. So I'm very excited to be serving that role and really making this difference.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's so timely because I think I don't put too much stock in the generational differences, but I think a lot of us that are in our 30s, 40s, 50s, early 50s watched our parents struggle with medical stuff. And, you know, we watched the evolution of the pharmaceutical industry and the fact that they have to tell you, you know, what the side effects are, and the fact that most doctors will tell you that if you're on something long term, that may help with the disease, but in the end, that product becomes a problem.
Yeah. And I see it every day in the ER. I admitted an 85-year-old woman last night, and she's just, you know, physically been falling apart, and she's got heart problems, she's got lung problems, she's got kidney problems.
Right.
And I thought to myself, wow, if this woman, you know, 20 years ago had been treated, or even longer, had been treated with homeopathic medicine, I know what condition she would be in now. I've seen it so many times that these modalities profoundly contribute to health and healing. They profoundly reverse disease so quickly and at the root cause. There's no way this woman would be so frail and fallen apart and needing to be admitted to the hospital every few months. I thought to myself, when we have a world where we embrace these modalities as leaders, right? Because doctors are leaders, and we stand up to really embrace this, it's going to dramatically change our lifespan and our quality of life, so that people no longer think, oh, I'm going to be 85 years old and I'm falling apart by then. They're going to think, I can't wait until I'll be older and wiser and more powerful than ever. Just imagine what I'll be able to do. That is the life force that's waiting for us. That is our birthright. That is the medicine of the future. And that's what I'm creating here.
And we're grateful that we have people like you who are doing that. Believe me. What would you leave our listeners with? What piece of advice? I know that you, you have a lot you can say. Just think of one or two things.
Connect with your body. Start by honoring and loving your body. And what happens when you first do that, right? When we first start to kind of breathe in there, feel what's happening, and listen, it's going to be a counterintuitive thing. It is not necessarily going to feel good. If it felt great, you wouldn't have been running away from it to go on Twitter or go overwork or overdrink or overeat if it felt great. So when you first meet what's really happening, it might not feel so great. It might not look so great. You want to start to honor your body anyway. I have patients all the time will say, well, but I can't accept my body. I'm 20 pounds overweight. I hate it. It's unacceptable. I'm not going to accept it. But what I help them explain is your body is brilliant. It does have the answers. It hasn't been getting what it needs. You need to begin right now to love and accept your body as it is so that you begin to know your body's on your side. Your body is your greatest ally. You can't live outside your body. Like, it's not going to work.
Right.
So can you begin to embrace and develop that harmony unconditionally right now, wherever you are, however much illness there is and how bad it feels in there, to begin this, it will create the shift that you're looking for in harnessing healing. In the body, there's a little bit of a lag time, right? You start giving your body that attention, right? Or you could say love and nurturance. You could call it whatever you want, but that attention, just your clear attention, will begin to shift these chemical processes. And over a period of, it could be hours, days, weeks, over some period of time, allow that to percolate in your cells to create a new result. Have patience while that happens. I promise you, you are on track. Just get in there, connect inside your body. I have phenomenal tools to train you to do this, and actually free tools. Like every day I send, a few times a week, I send out tools that will give you very specific ways of doing that. No, we don't have a lot of time here, but there's easy breathing modalities. There's other things you can do in movement to just get yourself connected in your cells to do this. And you could go to drkimd.com to subscribe for free, and I'll send you those free tools. But begin paying attention to yourself in this new way today, and trust it. Stay with it. You will get the guidance from your body that you need.
Oh, that's awesome advice, and I'm so grateful you jumped on the show today. And I know this is going to help a lot of people. And then our listeners need to be sure and go and check out your website and get those tools. So they can start having some sort of structure to approach this with. And then very soon, in the coming weeks or month or so, we hope to have you live up on.
Yes, I am so excited about that. I can't wait.
We're really excited about having you, believe me, because it's such a great fit for what we're trying to do. And it's, you know, build a better life that serves us, and that helps us serve everyone else. So I'm going to say goodbye now to everyone for the evening. And what I tell everybody is to please go out and live your life with a lot of joy and most of all, passion.
Amen.